In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In holy baptism, Kathy Krieger was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." You may be seated for our entrance hymn number 672, Jerusalem the Gold. Please remain standing as we continue with the Kyrie on page 278. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Kathy and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the readings. The Old Testament reading for today comes to us from Job, the 19th chapter. Job speaks, "Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. My heart faints within me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle lesson comes to us from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the first chapter. St. Paul writes, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise for the verse and the reading of the Holy Gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated for the sermon hymn number 752, "Be Still My Soul."
Thank you. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. To James, Bob, and John, to Joni and Stephanie, to your families here, to all of Kathy's children, grandchildren, to her family and friends gathered here today. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that's given for your comfort today comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. It also served Kathy as her confirmation verse. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful. He who promised is Jesus Christ, and Jesus has made huge promises to you, to me, to Kathy, and he keeps them, all of them. We don't always think of it this way, but the death and resurrection of Jesus is a promise from God. When God sent Jesus to the cross, it was his promise that he will not send you there. When he raised Jesus from the dead, that was God's promise that he will do the same for you. That is the promise of Jesus Christ to Kathy. It is the promise that he poured over her in her baptism, the promise that she confessed at her confirmation, the promise that he placed into her mouth in the Lord's Supper. Jesus promised forgiveness, life, and salvation to Kathy. And she believed him, because he who promised is faithful. The new life that Jesus gave to Kathy bore much fruit in her faith in her Lord Jesus and in her love for her family. This grace-induced life manifested itself in her regular church attendance, her love for God's Word, in her deep and abiding care for her husband and her children and her grandchildren. Kathy was a caretaker at heart, helping, serving, teaching, passing things on to the next generation. That love showed up whenever she took time to be with her children and her grandchildren. Whether it was simple things like playing games, cooking and baking in that sort of homemade way that only a grandmother can, spending special time with her only granddaughter, or following her son to college, Kathy put great care and love into each of you. And you know that far better than I can tell. The promise of Jesus Christ gave Kathy a caring heart. He took all of her wit and her humor, her work ethic, her fun nature, and he put them in service to her family, to her church, to her community. Today you are here, though, not only to remember the good times, but also to receive comfort. You weep and mourn today, and rightly so, because your wife, your mother, grandmother, your friend has died far too soon, and no one can replace her. So, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. The confession of our hope is this, that Kathy's spirit has been taken to be with her Lord Jesus. She is in paradise right now with Christ, soaking in the awesomeness of his glory. That was Kathy's confession. She made that clear to me the last time that I visited with her. She was looking forward to heaven. Certainly not because she was eager to leave any of you, but because she was eager to be done with sickness and suffering, and eager to see her Savior. That is not our only hope, our last hope, however. We have an even greater hope thereafter. We will go forth from this place today, and we will lay Kathy's body to rest in the ground just as assuredly as her spirit is in heaven. And one day, very soon, Jesus Christ will return, and he will undo what we have done. He will return, and he will raise Kathy from the dead. Every Christian shall rise again to live with Jesus in a new earth. Remember that. Confess that with hope. What is sown into the ground will rise again, immortal. Jesus Christ has made us that promise. So hold it without wavering. He is faithful. Jesus will surely do it. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The congregation, please rise as we continue with the prayer of the church.
Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Kathy and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things that we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and a life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our thanks for Kathy and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, O God of all grace, you sent your Son to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated for our final hymn, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less, number 575.